平安。
Peace be with you.
It's an honor and a privilege to share the word of God with you this morning.
我很荣幸今天能够在这里跟大家分享上帝的话。
Now, every time I speak, there's something that I ask for everyone to do.
那每次我讲到的时候，我都会请会众做一件事情。
It's to turn to the person next to you and give them a fist pump, or to point to somebody next to you and say, "We're all in this together."
那就大家请跟隔壁的弟兄姐妹集拳，或是比着对方说，我们都在一起。
Now, the reason I have us say this is to remind each other that no person is an island.
那我请大家说这句话的意义呢，就是想提醒我们每一个人，没有人是一座孤岛。
Because of Jesus' birth and resurrection and through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are united together as one family in Christ.
因着耶稣的降生、复活以及圣灵的恩赐，我们在基督里都成为了一家人。
Now I know that even though we say we're a family, that many of us still feel lonely, misunderstood, and even judged.
但是我也知道，尽管我们说我们都是一家人，难免还是有人会觉得很孤单，或是被论断，会被误会。
I want to say for those of you who feel this way, that you're not alone, that my wife and I understand you.
对这些人，我想跟你们说，你们不是唯一有这种感觉的人，我跟师母都能够明白你的感受。
For example, my name is Pastor Tony, but a lot of people still call me Pastor Tom.
举个例子来说，我的名字是 Pastor Tony， 就是 Tony 牧师，但常常有人叫错，叫成 Pastor Tom， 也就是刘同牧师的名字。
I think people get confused all the time, not because our names sound similar, but because we look alike.
我认为大家有点混乱的原因，不只是因为我们名字很像，但其实我们长得也超像的。
We both look young and handsome.
我们两个都是又年轻又帅啊。
But I also remember one Sunday afternoon in Chicago when my wife went to lunch to a Chinese restaurant with our kids.
那我也记得好多年前，那时候我们只有两个小孩。那个星期天下午，师母带着两个小孩去一个中国餐厅吃饭。
And two of the waitresses were speaking to one another in Chinese, saying, "Aiya, look at that teenage mom with her two kids."
那有两个服务生呢，就在旁边一直窃窃私语说：“哎呀，你看那个未成年少女带着两个孩子。”
My wife then responded in Chinese, saying, "I can understand what you're saying, and by the way, I'm over 30 years old."
那我就跟他们说。哎，不好意思哦，我听得懂中文，然后我已经超过三十岁了。
And then the two Chinese waitresses said to one another in Mandarin, "She's lying."
然后这两个服务生竟然望了望对方，用中文继续说，她肯定是在说谎。
Now I know that we all struggle with problems in our lives, whether it's the loss of a loved one.
我们每一个人的人生都面对着各样不同的问题。可能你今天面对的是失去了深爱的人。
We're constantly fighting with a family member.
可能今天你长期的与家人起争执。
Or even for those of you who are single here this morning, maybe you feel like your friends are all getting married and you're the only one who's dating yourself.
也可能你觉得你所有的朋友都要结婚了，而只剩下你自己一个人，自己跟自己约会。
Now we all face problems, not only relationally, but in all areas of our life.
那除了人际关系的挑战之外，我们还得面对生命中各个层面的问题。
Whether it's politically, economically, socially, educationally, racially, or biologically, that we're all lost and confused.
不论是在政治、经济、社会、教育，甚至在生理上，我们都感到非常的迷失，非常的混乱。
And more than ever, we've lost our sense of our identity, asking, "Who am I and where am I going?"
比起以往，现在的我们仿佛更深地失去了自我。我们不断地问着：“我是谁？我要往哪里去？”
And ultimately, we ask this question, "God, where are you?"
在这些种种问题的背后，其实我们在问的是什么？我们在问的就是：“上帝，你在哪里？”
Now, how many of you here feel this way, whether it's in your marriage, your kids, your work, your school, your friendships, or even here at church?
我们中间有多少人有这样子的感受？不管是在你的婚姻、工作、家庭，或是甚至在教会当中。
Now you're not alone, because this is how the people of Israel felt for 400 years from the end of the Old Testament to all the way to the New.
你不是唯一有这种感受的人，因为这也是以色列人从旧约的结束到新约的开始，为期400年的感受。
You see, God was silent in the midst of the injustice and suffering they were experiencing, and they were constantly asking this question, God, where are you?
当他们在面对生命中的不公与苦难的时候，当他们呐喊着“上帝，你在哪里”的时候，上帝默然不语。
And I believe this is the question that we're addressing here this morning, not only in regards to the Israelites, but as it pertains to our lives.
而这个就是我们今天早上要一起思考的问题，不仅仅是为了以色列人，更是为了今天我们每一个人。
So as we open up our Bibles this morning, Luke chapter 2, verses 11 through 14 says this.
让我们一起打开圣经，路加福音二章十一节到十四节是这样说的。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
This is the word of God.
这是上帝的话。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, one of the best decisions I've ever made next to believing in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior is the day when I married my wife.
那我这辈子做过最好的决定，第一个是接受耶稣基督成为生命的救主，第二个就是跟师母结婚的那一天。
Now, I don't know if my wife would say the same thing about me.
不过我不太确定师母会讲同样的话。
I say this even though I'm an amazing and handsome husband, there are days actually when I'm less than perfect.
即使我自认为是天下第一帅跟第一棒的老公，我还是有不完美的时候。
Now, how I know this is because when I mess up, my wife no longer speaks to me.
我通常惊觉到我的不完美，都是因为她做错事情，然后师母不跟牧师说话的时候。
And not only that, but I get even in bigger trouble when I say I'm sorry, because then my wife asks me, "Why are you sorry?"
那不只是那样，更惨的是当我说对不起的时候，因为师母总会追加一句，你为什么对不起呢？
Now, I'm in deep trouble now because I said sorry without knowing what I'm sorry for, which shows that I'm not sorry at all.
这时的我简直就是自己给自己挖坑，因为我虽然说了对不起，但是我其实不知道我为什么对不起，所以这代表了我根本没有道歉。
I don't know what I did wrong, and until I figure it out, my wife will continue to remain silent.
那我不知道我哪里做错了，而在我搞清楚之前，师母会一直保持沉默。
Now her silence doesn't mean she's no longer speaking to me.
但是她的沉默并不代表她不再跟我沟通了。
Her silence actually speaks volumes.
此时的无声胜有声，她的一份沉默胜过了千言万语。
Her silence tells me that there is a problem, and her desire is to make right what is wrong.
她的沉默告诉我，我们中间有个问题需要解决，而她希望的是我们能够解决，能够正视这个问题。
Now I know that for some of you, maybe you wish that your husband or wife would stop speaking to you.
或许我们当中有些人倒是希望配偶就不要再唠唠叨叨了。
But in either case, I believe that the problem is the same, that it's a failure to communicate.
但无论是哪一种状况，我相信问题的本质都是一样的，那就是沟通失败。
When this happens in our marriage, the problem isn't that my wife hasn't told me what the problem is.
当我们婚姻发生状况的时候，不是师母从来没有告诉我问题是什么。
The problem is that I never listen.
问题是我从来没有好好的去听。
I believe that in a similar way in our relationship with God, that the problem isn't God, but it's actually us.
我相信我们跟神的关系也是一样的，问题不在于上帝，乃是在于我们自己。
And God isn't silent without explanation.
上帝从来不会不给解释就沉默不语。
God actually speaks to us and tells us what the problem is, but we don't listen.
实际上，上帝一直在对我们说话，告诉我们问题在哪里，只是我们没有注意的听。
And so this is what we find from Malachi to the Gospels, is that there's 400 years of silence, which is a result of God's people not listening to what God has been saying to them all of these years.
所以我们看到从马拉基书到福音书，上帝400年的沉默，正是因为百姓从来没有在听上帝在说什么。
God has not abandoned his people, but his silence speaks volumes.
上帝并没有离弃他的百姓，但是他的一份沉默胜过了千言万语。
The whole book of Malachi is a warning about God's judgment against the people of Israel who has been breaking God's laws.
那整卷的马拉基书其实就是在警告以色列人，神的审判将会临到悖逆的百姓。
And it's not just the Israelites who are breaking God's covenant, but even the priests are no longer listening to God's laws.
不仅当时的以色列人悖逆上帝，我们看到就连祭司也不再遵守上帝的话。
And this is what we see throughout the book of Malachi.
这就是我们在马拉基书不断念到的内容。
We can see quickly from an outline that I have from Malachi chapter 1 all the way through chapter 3 the different ways in which Israel doubts God's love.
我们可以很快的从大纲上看到，从马拉基书一章到三章，以色列人在很多不同的事上质疑上帝的爱。
We see that all the way from the priests withholding tithes to the way that God's people oppresses the poor.
从祭司扣留十一奉献到上帝的百姓苦待贫困的人。
And then we come to Malachi chapter 3 verse 13, where God says that you have spoken arrogantly against me.
在马拉基书三章十三节，上帝对以色列人说：“你们用话顶撞我。”
And then the people of God respond by saying, "What have we said against you?"
上帝的百姓却回答说：“我们用什么话顶撞了你呢？”
They're not only saying that they're unaware of the wrong that they've done, but they're not willing to admit it.
他们不但说自己不知道错在哪里，他们更是不愿意承认他们做错事了。
That's why the very last words that God speaks in Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 is about the coming Messiah.
这也就是为什么上帝在马拉基书四章五节最后的话是讲到关于那要来的弥赛亚。
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
看啊，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
And then in Malachi verse 6, this is what he says.
接着在马拉基书四章六节说道。
And he, the Messiah, will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of their children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction.
他弥赛亚必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
You see, unless God sends his son Jesus to turn the hearts of his people, there is no hope for salvation and there's only judgment.
你看上帝在说，除非他差遣他的儿子耶稣基督使百姓的心回转过来，否则这个世界上便没有拯救，只有审判了。
But God, rather than bring judgment against the people of Israel, God chooses instead to remain silent.
但是与其审判以色列人，上帝在这个时候却选择了沉默不语。
And the question is, why does God remain silent?
那为什么上帝要选择沉默不语呢？
Now, when I think about the times that I've wronged my wife, I believe that she has every right to yell at me or hit me with a frying pan or to kick me out of the house, but she doesn't do that.
所以我在回想我对不起师母的时候，我认为师母有权对我大吼大叫，或是拿炒菜锅 K 她，甚至把我踢出家门。但是师母没有这么做。
Instead, she chooses to remain silent. But why?
相反的，她选择了沉默不语。为什么呢？
Is she silent because she no longer loves me, or is planning to leave me, or to harm me?
他沉默不语是因为他不再爱我了吗？或是他在暗地里计划要离开我或伤害我呢？
Even though she's silent, she still continues to take care of the home, our four children, and even me.
都不是的，因为即使他沉默不语，他仍继续在打理家务，继续照顾我们四个孩子跟我。
I don't deserve it, but she still prepares food for me when I go to work and when I come home.
我虽然不配得，但是我去上班的时候，他仍然为我准备便当，回家的时候也为我准备饭菜。
And rather than spite me, she chooses to be silent and prepares a seat for me at the dinner table.
与其跟我生气，她选择了沉默不语，甚至还在餐桌上为我留了一个坐席。
And once again, why does she do this?
那为什么她要这么做呢？
I believe it's because she's not just waiting for me to acknowledge what I did wrong, but she's actually preparing the way for me to return.
我相信他不单单只是在等我明白做错的地方，他更是在为我预备一条回来的路。
It's her kindness in the midst of her silence that leads me to repentance.
他沉默中的恩慈领着我悔改。
It's a grace that I don't deserve, and yet she still serves me because she loves me, and it speaks louder than words.
这是一份我不配得的恩典，但是因为他爱我的缘故，所以他选择继续服侍我，而这些行动比话语都来得更加响亮。
In a similar way, for 400 years, God is silent, not because he's absent.
同样的，上帝沉默了400年，不是因为他缺席。
But he is present and preparing the way for us to return back to him.
他一直都在，并且一直在为我们预备一条回到他身边的路。
And it's not through God's wrath, but it's through his kindness and the giving of his son that will turn our hearts back to him and towards one another.
将我们的心再次转向神，转向彼此的，不是上帝的愤怒，而是他把独生爱子赐给我们的那个恩慈。
You see, during the 400 years of silence, God was preparing the way by fulfilling multiple prophecies in order to set the stage for our salvation.
在那四百年沉默的日子里，神其实在幕后成就了数个预言，并且预备好了一个救恩的舞台。
And this is clearly found in Luke's gospel, where he is documenting in his letter historical figures and events that proves Jesus wasn't a fictional character.
在路加福音，作者路加将历史的人物事件很仔细地记载下来，他为的是要证明耶稣不是一个虚构的人物。
Luke writes in chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 to Theophilus, an orderly account so that he will be certain about the things that he has been taught.
路加在一章路加福音一章三到四节，之所以他照着次序的记述，他说正是为了要让提亚菲罗大人对所学的事情有把握。
And Caesar Augustus and Quirinius, as well as the census is mentioned, which have proven to be historically true.
路加也提到了凯撒雅古斯都、居里尼奥以及报名上册，而这些都是已经证明的史实。
Now, why this is very important and significant is because this reveals that God was actively working during the 400 years in restructuring the political, military, and religious institutions in the world.
这些历史事件的重要性，是因为他们显明了上帝在这四百年之间，他一直在积极的铺陈，他重组了世界的政治、军事，甚至宗教的体制。
And we find here the fulfillment of Daniel's prophecy, where Greece rises to power but is later conquered by Rome.
我们在这里也看到但以理的预言应验了，希腊崛起了，但最终还是被罗马征服。
And it's through this Greco-Roman Empire that God sets the stage for the salvation of the world.
而正是通过这个希腊罗马帝国，上帝为这个世界的救赎主预备好了一个舞台。
Without the Greco-Roman Empire, there would be no cross for Christ to be crucified.
没有希腊罗马帝国，就没有让基督被钉的十字架。
Without the Greco-Roman Empire, there would be no common language to write the New Testament.
没有希腊罗马帝国，就没有书写新约的共通语言。
And without the Greco-Roman Empire, there would be no roads for the gospel to spread to the rest of the world.
没有希腊罗马帝国，就没有将福音传遍世界的道路。
God was silently preparing the stage for Christ's death and resurrection.
上帝默默地预备了让耶稣基督降生、死亡甚至复活的舞台。
See, the people of Israel missed the coming of the Messiah because they weren't listening.
以色列人民错过了弥赛亚的到来，是因为他们没有听。
In those 400 years when God was preparing the way and sending his son, the people of God didn't prepare for the coming of the son.
在那四百年的日子里，当上帝正在准备他儿子的时候，神的百姓却没有为耶稣的到来做好准备。
And that's why when Jesus was born, no one recognized him.
这也就是为什么当耶稣来的时候，没有人认出他来。
They thought that the coming of the Messiah was going to be a great spectacular display of God's power and authority.
他们想象弥赛亚的到来应该是一个非常壮观的场面，能够彰显上帝的大能跟权威。
The Son of God riding on a white horse with his army of angels marching against the Roman army.
上帝的儿子应该要骑着白马，带着众天使天军在罗马帝国那边行军。
And when the Son of God didn't reveal himself in this way in which the world expected for him, nobody paid attention.
而当上帝的儿子没有用人们所期待的方式彰显他自己的时候，没有人注意到。
Now I remember when I was in middle school that I wanted to be a pastor.
我记得我是在国中的时候有开始有当牧师的感动。
You know, my whole life, my parents knew that I wanted to go into ministry, but they were strongly against it.
我父母一直都知道我想全职服事，但是他们一直坚决地反对。
They said to me, "You can be anything that you want as long as it's a medical doctor."
他们说你可以做任何的事情，但是只要那件事情是当一位医生。
And so we would fight all the time, and it even got so bad that I ran away from home for a week.
我们很长期地为这件事情起争执，甚至我还离家出走了一个礼拜。
And I knew at that moment that if I was going to pursue this, I needed to hear God clearly calling me into ministry.
那时候我就知道，如果我要继续全职追求全职服事的话，我必须很清楚地听到上帝对我的呼召。
And so I decided to sleep at church for a week to fast and to pray.
所以我决定住在教会一个礼拜去进食跟祷告。
And every day my parents came to visit me and they begged me to stop.
每一天我的父母来教会看我，每一天他们都求我不要再这样下去了。
After 6 days, I lost so much weight that I began to hallucinate and I saw fried chicken flying in the air.
六天过去了，我一下子消瘦了很多，我开始产生幻觉，看到一根根的炸鸡浮在天空中。
I remember clearly that morning my parents coming to see me and then they asked me if I heard anything from God.
我记得很清楚，在那个早晨，我父母来看我，他们问说：“你听到上帝话了吗？”
And then I broke down and I cried and I said, "Mom, Dad, I haven't heard anything yet from God."
我那时候开始忍不住嚎啕大哭，我说：“爸爸妈妈，我还没有听到上帝给我的话。”
And then my parents begged me one last time again to stop, please come home, because I looked really, really sick.And then I told them, no, not until I hear from God.
因为当时的我其实已经看起来非常的虚弱了，所以我的父母最后一次他们求我回家吧，不要再这样下去了。但是我跟他们说，不行，我要一直等到上帝给我话。
And then my parents began to cry, and they said, if this is really what you want, then you have our blessing.
接着我的父母也开始哭，他们说，好，如果全职侍奉真的是你所想要做的事情，那带着我们的祝福去吧。
And we cried together, and it was the first time that my parents laid their hands on me, and they blessed me and fully supported me to go into ministry.
在我们的眼泪当中，我的父母为我祝福祷告，他们祝福我，让我全职走上全职服事的道路。
Now more than God opening my parents' heart to allow me to go into ministry, God was actually opening my heart to see what He wanted.
胜过上帝打开我父母的心，让我去走全职服事，上帝更是打开我的心，让我看到他所要的是什么。
More than ministry, God wanted me. God wanted a relationship with me and to mend my relationship with my parents.
比起侍奉，上帝更渴望的是我与我建立关系，是我与我父母之间关系的重建。
For many years, I thought that God was silent, but He wasn't.
很多年来，我一直以为上帝沉默不语，但是他并不是这样子的。
The problem is that I didn't listen to God's voice, and instead, I was expecting to hear what I wanted.
问题乃是我没有聆听上帝的声音，我一直在执意在等听到我想要听到的。
I believe that many of us, including myself, still come to Jesus with expectations of asking him to give us what we want.
我相信今天我们中间还是有很多人，包括我自己，仍然带着自己的期望来到上帝的面前，渴望得到我们所想要的。
And when God doesn't respond in the way that we want, we miss out in hearing what God really wants from us.
当上帝没有以我们想要的方式回答的时候，我们往往就错过了上帝要在我们身上成就的。
And we find this in Luke chapter 2, verses 11 through 12, that the Messiah comes completely different from the expectation of God's people.
我们在路加福音二章十一到十二节读到，弥赛亚的到来跟上帝的百姓所想象的方式是截然不同的。
Jesus comes wrapped in swaddling cloths as a baby lying in a manger.
耶稣来的时候是一个婴儿，包着布卧在马槽里。
His birth is barely announced with no great procession, no celebration, no spectacular sounds or lights.
他的出生几乎没有任何的宣布，没有长串的游行，没有庆贺，也没有壮观的灯光或是音效。
His birth occurs in the silent night, not among kings, but among shepherds.
他降生在一个寂静的夜晚，不是在帝王之中，而是在牧羊人的中间。
Not at a hospital or an inn, but in a lowly manger.
不是在医院或是旅馆，而是在一个马槽。
The angel then says in verse 12 that this is the sign of the Messiah who is to come. The Savior of the world will be born among shepherds.
天使在第十二节说，这就是弥赛亚的记号，世界的救赎主将在牧羊人中诞生。
And now why was Jesus born among lowly shepherds when they were considered of little, of no worth, or of no value?
那为什么耶稣要在牧羊人中降生呢？牧羊人当时的社会地位是非常卑微的，甚至是说没有毫无地位可言。
They were considered dirty, and anyone who touched a shepherd would be considered ceremonially unclean.
他们是肮脏的，因为在当时的社会，任何人只要摸了牧羊人，他们就可以被判为不洁。
And also the testimony of a shepherd carried little to no weight, and their testimony would be inadmissible in court.
此外，牧羊人的证词几乎是没有分量可言，在当时的法庭甚至不会接受他们的证词。
Yet Jesus would be born among lowly shepherds. He chooses those who are despised and rejected by this world.
但是耶稣选择降生在卑微的牧羊人之中，在这些被世界轻视、被世界藐视的人当中。
And so again, why did Jesus choose to be born this way?
为什么耶稣选择这样子的出生呢？
I believe Dr. Charles M. Sell explains it best in his book Unfinished Business.
我认为塞尔博士在他的一本书《未做完的事》里面，他解释的恰到好处。
He writes that if our greatest need had been information, then God would have sent us an educator.
如果我们最深的需要是资讯，上帝会为我们差派一位教育家。
If our greatest need had been technology, then God would have sent us a scientist.
如果我们最深的需要是科技，上帝会为我们差派一位科学家。
And if our greatest need had been money, then God would have sent us an economist.
如果我们最深的需要是金钱，上帝会为我们差派一位经济学家。
And if our greatest need had been pleasure, then God would have sent us an entertainer.
如果我们最深的需要是娱乐，上帝会为我们差派一位艺人。
But our greatest need was forgiveness. Therefore, he sent us a savior.
但是我们最深的需要是饶恕，于是上帝为我们差派了一位救赎主。
And I believe that God sent us more than just a savior, but someone who is near and close to the brokenhearted.
我相信上帝给我们的不只是一位救主，更是一位靠近伤心人的主。
Someone who could empathize with our struggle against sin and death.
他能够明白我们对罪、对死亡的挣扎。
We have a God who doesn't just understand us, but we have a God who loves us.
我们有的 不只是一位明白我们的神，他更是一位好爱、好爱我们的上帝。
And we see in verses 13 through 14 that although this world didn't understand the meaning of Christ's birth, that the multitude of heavenly hosts did.
我们在第十三到第十四节看到，纵使这个世界不明白耶稣降生的意义，但是天使天兵他们是懂得的。
They praise God because it was the first time in history that there was now a way for peace on earth for God's people and goodwill towards one another.
天使天兵他们赞美神，因为他们知道这是世界历史上第一次有平安、有喜乐归于上帝的子民。
This is the fulfillment that was prophesied 400 years ago at the end of Malachi.
这也印证了400年前马拉基书的预言。
The Messiah who has come into this world will turn our hearts towards God and towards one another.
来到这个世界的弥赛亚要将我们的心转回向他，转回向彼此。
Not by might, but by a manger, Jesus would humble himself, showing us the way to peace.
不是靠着强权，而是靠着马槽。耶稣他谦卑了自己，赐给了我们一条通往平安的道路。
From his birth in a manger on a silent night to being silent before his accusers, Jesus wouldn't speak a word because they wouldn't listen.
从马槽降生的那个寂静的夜晚，到耶稣在控告者面前的无声，耶稣一再一再选择沉默，是因为世人没有在听。
And so rather than speak, Jesus would show the way to the Father by giving his life on the cross for their sins.
与其用说的，耶稣用自己的生命在十字架上走出了一条通往天父的路。
You see, his silence was deafening to the point that it would show a greater display of God's forgiveness and power in resurrecting Jesus from the dead.
他的无声安静到一个地步，以至于当耶稣从死里复活的时候，上帝的饶恕跟大能是那样加倍的彰显出来。
And so in the same way, when God is silent in our lives, it's not because God is absent or isn't working.
同样的，当上帝在我们生命中沉默不语的时候，绝对不是因为上帝缺席或是他没有在动工。
But God is working and preparing the way to bring our dead hearts back to him.
上帝一直在动工，一直在布局，因为他定义要将我们垂死的心再次的带回到他的身边。
Now, I remember 15 years ago reading the headline of a newspaper from Taiwan about a 2.5-year-old Taiwanese girl.
我记得15年前我偶然读到了一篇台湾报纸的报道，这个新闻是关于一个两岁半的台湾小女孩。
What happened was that on that fateful Sunday morning, this little girl's cousin and his friend were both responsible for babysitting this girl.
那事件发生是在一个星期天的早上，那个早上呢，小女孩的表哥跟另外一个大哥哥被分配要照顾这个小女孩。
And on the first floor, there was a church where the little girl's parents were worshiping God that Sunday morning.
那栋建筑物的第一层楼是一个教会，那天早上，小女孩的父母亲就在一楼聚会。
And on the second floor of her home, where this little girl was playing with the two boys, what happened was that the girl accidentally peed on the floor.
那二楼是小女孩的家，那小女孩就在家里跟大哥哥一起玩啊玩的，但突然间小女孩尿裤子了。
Now, not knowing what to do, the two boys ran downstairs to get her parents, but they accidentally forgot and left the girl all by herself.
那两个大男生哦，看到尿湿，慌张的不得了，所以他们冲下楼，但是去找父母亲，但是把小女孩一个人反锁在家中。
The girl then climbed up onto a chair, then onto a table right next to the open window, where she started to push against the window screen and bang on it.
这时，小女孩爬到了椅子上，从椅子又爬到了桌上，那个桌子是靠着一个大敞开的窗户，那小女孩就开始推呀推的那个纱窗。
And as she began to push and lean against the screen, then suddenly she fell through.
她推呀推着，突然间她就掉下去了。
Then with a loud crash and screams outside the church, the members rushed to see what all the commotion was.
砰的一声巨响，加上路人的尖叫，教会的会员们赶快冲出去看看到底外面发生了什么事情。
This little girl was lying on the concrete floor with blood and brains splattered all over the road.
那个小女孩躺在大马路上，鲜血跟脑浆溅满了一地。
Her parents frantically rushed their baby to the hospital, and they were praying, God, that their baby would still be alive.
她的父母慌乱地赶快把小女孩送到医院，一边祷告着，主啊，求你留下她的生命。
And as the doctors examined the little girl, they actually found out that she was perfectly fine with barely any scratch on her.
那当医生在检查这个小女孩的时候，医生很意外地发现小女孩竟然毫发无伤，身上连一个擦伤都没有。
Later, they learned that the blood and the brains were from a pig that fell off a food delivery truck early that morning.
后来小女孩的父母才知道，当时所看到的鲜血跟那个脑浆是那个早晨有个卖猪贩的车上掉下来的。
A witness who saw what happened said that the baby was actually falling down head first.
那有一个目击者他就形容当时的状况，他说他看到孩子原来是头垂直朝地的。
But then he saw something actually touch the baby, turning her around as she safely landed on the pavement.
但在半空中的时候，好像有一个外力突然扭转了小孩子的方向，所以他是后来是安全着地的。
When news of this spread to the Buddhist temple nearby, the monk shared that the Christian God is so powerful that he ended up turning all of their idol gods around, facing them away from the church.
那很快的，这件事情也传到了教会旁边那个庙。那里面住持和尚就说：“哇，这个基督教的上帝实在太伟大、太灵验了。”所以他吓得赶快回去把他的神啊，他那个神坛一一转向，因为他就是怕冲到我们伟大的上帝。
Now, if you haven't caught on to who this little girl is, she's my wife.
如果你们还没猜出来的话，小女孩其实就是师母。
The news article ends by stating that it was truly a testimony to Christians and non-Christians alike that the living God's love and power.
这份新闻的结尾说，不管是对基督徒或是非基督徒，在事件当中，他们都一同见证了上帝永生神的慈爱跟大能。
My brothers and sisters, we believe in a God of miracles, and He is constantly performing miracles to this day.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们相信的上帝是到如今仍然施行神迹的上帝。
And so the question is not whether God is silent.
所以我们该问的问题不是上帝为什么沉默不语。
But whether or not we are waiting and listening in anticipation to catch the moment when God reveals His miracles in our lives.
而是我们有没有好好的等待跟聆听，抓住上帝在我们生命当中行神迹奇事的那一刹那。
You know that the very same letters that spell the word silent is used to spell the word listen.
英文字的安静是 silent. 同样的六个英文字母也可以拼出 listen, 聆听。
Not only do we need to be silent in order to listen to what God is saying,
我们不单是需要安静下来才能听到上帝的声音。
But we need to wait in anticipation and listen to God because it's in the silence when God is the loudest.
我们更是需要在一个期待中去等待跟聆听，因为上帝在沉默中所说的话往往是最洪亮的。
When God is silent, we need to wait in expectation because God is about to do something miraculous in our lives.
当上帝沉默不语的时候，我们要在期盼中等待，因为上帝正要在我们生命当中做奇妙的事。
I will end with this final illustration.
最后，我要用这个例证来结束今天的正道。
One of my favorite plays of all time is Beauty and the Beast.
我最喜欢的歌剧之一就是《美女与野兽》。
I love this play so much that it was the first song that we danced to on our wedding day.
我非常喜欢这个歌剧，到了地步我们结婚当天的跳的第一支舞就是用它的主题曲。
It's my favorite story, not because it relates to my wife, who is a beauty that marries a beast.
这是我最喜欢的故事，不单是因为我的美女老婆嫁给了一只野兽。
But it's actually the gospel story of who would ever marry or to in a sense love a beast like you and me.
这个故事其实充满了福音的元素，因为你想一想，有谁会爱上一个像你、像我一样的野兽？
And just like the beast who is brought from death to life and is transformed into a prince through the saving love of another, so are we.
如同故事里的野兽，因着一份拯救的爱，他从死里复活，变成一位王子。我们的故事不也一样吗？
But now, for any of this to happen, there's something else that needs to happen first.
但是在这些精彩的情节发生之前，还有其他事情必须先发生。
It's years of preparation that we don't hear about or see until that very moment where everything is perfectly set and ready for the show.
那就是一年又一年听不到跟看不到的准备期，一直到舞台都完美就绪。
And when you arrive, the curtain is down, the lights go out, and there's complete silence.
当那一天你来到了舞台现场，舞台上的幕帘是低垂着，突然间灯光四灭，空气中一片寂静。
But no one is worried or concerned that nothing is happening. Why?
但是这个时候没有人会担心接下来什么事情都不会发生，为什么呢？
It's because they know what the silence means.
因为每个人都知道这份寂静所代表的是什么。
It means that the show is about to start.
它代表着好戏正要开始。
We need to be attentive to hear what God is doing and wait in anticipation in the silence, or we're all going to miss what God has been preparing for our lives.
同样的，我们需要在期待跟盼望中聆听跟等待上帝，不要错过了上帝早就为我们预备好的祝福。
In the silence and in the waiting, God is preparing to do something miraculous in our lives. We justneed to be still.
在沉默中，在等待中，上帝一直正在为我们预备生命中的奇迹。在这个时候，我们只需要稍安勿躁。
Because the show is about to start.
因为好戏正要开始。
Let's bow our heads and close our eyes and pray.
让我们一起低头，闭上眼睛。
Lord, we thank you this morning for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ.
主，我们谢谢你在这个早晨把耶稣基督赐给了我们。
Help us to listen to what you are saying to us this morning.
求主你帮助我们听见你在这个早晨要对我们所说的话。
And help us to know that in seasons of silence that you are present and working in our lives.
帮助我们明白在你沉默不语的季节里，你一直都在，并且一直在我们生命里做工。
So that the world will see the peace we have in you and with one another.
好叫世界因着看到我们与你与彼此之间的平安。
And come to believe and receive the peace and miracles that only you can give.
是人们就愿意来相信并且接受只有你所能赐予的平安跟神迹。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
我们掌声谢谢 Tony 牧师和 Ruth 师母。
Thank you, Pastor Tony and Ruth, for your message.
这么宝贵的信息。
What a precious message.
我想在我们当中有许多人，可能也是觉得神啊，为什么你是在沉默呢
？I believe many of us are asking one way or another, God, why are you in silence?
或者我们当中有些人曾经常常听到神与你的互动。但是好像神现在在一个沉默的过程。
Or maybe there are some of us, some of you among us that have had heard from God in the past, but in recent time you feel that God has been treating you in silence.
我相信今天的信息，神正在对我们每一个人说话。
I believe God is speaking to us.
哇，让我们一同起立，用这首诗歌来回应。
Let's arise and respond with this song.
也让我们的心再次与神对焦
So our heart can be aligned with God
藏我在翅膀影下遮盖我在你大能手中， 我灵安息，在基督里，你大能使我安然心靠。当大海翻腾波涛汹涌，我与你展翅暴风上空，扶你仍坐忘在洪水中，我要安静知你是神。Hide
me now.
Hide me now. Under your wings. Cover me. Within your mighty hand.
Rest my soul.
Oh, rest my soul in Christ alone. Know His power in quietness and trust. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still, know you are God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在看到风暴黑暗在我们的周围的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we are faced with darkness and storms,
今天求主帮助我们看到的是与我们同在的主。
May the Lord help us to see that it is God who is with us.
当我们在呼求主啊，我需要这个，我需要那个祷告得到回应的时候，
that in the midst of our cry out that Lord, I need this, I need that,
求主帮助我们今天能够知道最重要的。
May the Lord help us to understand that the most important thing
是我们回到主的面前。
Is that we would come back to His face.
他才是我们的至宝。
Because He is the treasure.
同样的。
Likewise.
当我们定睛在主的身上。
As we fix our eyes on Him.
当我们再次连接于他。
As you once again connect with Him,
我们可以有一个确据，
we can have such assurance.
我们有一位慈爱的、信实的天父，
that we have a loving and faithful Father.
他必定为你、为我负一切的责任，
that He will take full responsibility for you and I.
只要当我们回转到父神面前，
as long as we turn back to Him.
而好戏正要开始。
And the show is going to begin.
好吧，当我们在唱这首诗歌的时候，我们就将我们的眼目定睛在主的身上。
As we sing this song again, let's fix our eyes on the Lord.
将我们前面的道路交在这位主的手中。
And commit to Him our future path.
我们唱副歌来。
Let's sing the chorus.
当大海翻腾，波涛汹涌，我与你。展翅暴风上空，扶你仍坐忘在洪水中，我要安静知你是神。
When the oceans rise,
when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with youOver oceans rise and thunders roar.
I will soar with you.
I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still, know you are
God. I will be still.
I will be still, know you are God.
I will be still.
I will be still, know you are God.
I will be still.
I will be still, know you are God.
是的，天父，我就将我们每一位弟兄姐妹交在你的手中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just commit our brothers and sisters unto you.
让我们今天转眼归向你。
May we all turn our eyes and fix our eyes on you.
也让我们的心回转向你。
And our hearts will turn back to you.
我要安静。
And we will be still.
我要安静。
We will be still.
知道你是神。
Know that you are God.
你正在预备。
And you are preparing.
你正在掌权。
That you are in control.
让我定睛在你的身上。
Let us fix our eyes on you.
主要在这个今年的最后一个主日。
And in this last Sunday service of 2021.
让我们带着平安。
With peace.
带着一个确据。
And with assurance.
带着信心。
With faith.
带着谦卑。
With humble humility.
带着耶稣
with Jesus,
我们迎向2022年
that we march towards 2022.
好戏才要开始
the show is just going to begin.
若你相信，若你接受，我们拍手来赞美主。
If you receive this, let's clap and give praise to Him.